I am a firm believer that when you have the luxury to go out to breakfast, you know that that is going to be a luxurious day of mostly relaxation. And so finding your perfect breakfast joint is very important. And when you're in Amherst, or sometimes when you want to make the trip to Amherst specifically for breakfast, the Lone Wolf seems to be the go-to place. Rob Watson, you are the chef owner of the Lone Wolf, and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks. Rob, you've been a chef in the Valley for a long time. Where else have you worked in your illustrious chefing career?
Well, I've been in the Valley for 30 years on and off. North Star Seafood Bar, that goes way back.
Wow.
Part of Spalletta's Incorporated.
Right.
Worked at the Del Rey, the chef de cuisine at the Blue Heron.
So you've hit all the, like, some of the major players here.
Yeah.
And now the Lone Wolf right on Main Street in Amherst. And you've been sourcing your food locally. You are a local hero, right, Phil Corman?
Oh, he's one of the best.
You deem him local hero? Why? Politics or taste?
Taste, for sure.
Uh-huh.
Being here forever, it's like, it's so nice. Like, for example, when I was at the Blue Heron, it would be very easy for me to run up to Garden Depot to their stand and get a couple of things to, you know, create a special with.
Right.
And, you know, being in Amherst, I love going over to the Amherst Farmers Market on Saturdays just to pick up stuff there for another special. But it's always been in my MO to, like, work with the local farmers as much as I can ever since I've been in here for the Valley. So
now I'm assuming some of the local farmers, Phil Corman from CISA, are in a little bit of a strange situation with this very early snow. Have you heard any reports?
Well, what I have been hearing is some farm shares are not going to be, were not available.
So you mean like the farm share that we both go to and see each other?
Yes, maybe that one.
Right.
And also just the fact that what's going to be in the farm share will change because a lot of the greens went under for good. And so a lot of the farms are pulling out their winter crops. So the storage roots vegetables are being served up in the farm share. So it'll be interesting to see if that has an impact on our winter markets.
Now, Rob Watson, when you are a chef and restaurant owner and your whole town is without power, how do you react from a business owner standpoint and from a my access to local produce standpoint has been diminished?
From a business side of it, I couldn't wait to get reopened after this storm.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling Phil how I was reminded of when I worked down at Cape Hope outside of New Orleans when I volunteered and did time down there after Katrina. Every day has been like Sunday at our restaurant, which is our busiest day, where people have been coming in cold and hungry and disheveled, and we're grateful for a warm place and a warm meal. In terms of what's coming in from, you know, our produce people, it's kind of early right now. I think we're going to know more about it by the beginning of next week as to how we're being impacted by this situation.
Now, Rob Watson from the Lone Wolf, Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero people, and I, while you're talking, are fighting over the huevos rancheros that you brought in here.
Yeah,
now, I usually make a commitment when I go to breakfast at the Lone Wolf to get an omelet, and I usually eschew huevos rancheros as more of a maybe a dinner or a lunch type thing, but I may have to not eschew it. I may have to actually chew it.
You know,
that is some huevos rancheros.
I mean, it's so great because the hotness is present but not overwhelming, and it sort of just mingles so nicely with the black beans and the eggs, and it's colorful. Yeah, I'm glad that it's just two of us eating this thing.
I'm glad that you started talking because it gave me another opportunity to go back to the huevos rancheros.
So how did it end up that you have a restaurant that doesn't serve dinner?
My commitment to my wife and family was this: having been a high-end dinner chef for years, I knew that once I started a family, I didn't want to be chefing at nighttime once my kids became school age. So it worked in the beginning. I was at the Blue Heron at the time when my kids were toddlers, and my wife being a teacher over at Williston, that I was Mr. Mom during the day so I could spend time with them, and a chef by night.
So she was Ms. Dad at night?
Exactly. You know, once my youngest one, Kyle, was full-time kindergarten, that's when I wanted to open up the Lone Wolf so I could cook during the day and be home at night.
But it's nice because you get the sort of high-end quality of a nighttime-only restaurant, but for your breakfast or your brunch. Why did you call it the Lone Wolf, Rob Watson?
It's kind of reflective of my id.
I thought then you would want to make it an only nighttime, maybe really, really late nighttime restaurant so you could ditch your family.
No, that's not it at all.
Rob Watson, the chef owner of the Lone Wolf in Amherst, and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, buylocalfood.org.